The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that gives a quick look at something that happened a long time ago today. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're doing a deep dive into the origin of the Three Stooges theme song, better known to traumatized kids the world over as Three Blind Mice. The day was October 12th, 1609. The original version of the popular children's nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice, was published for the first time in London. It appeared in a work called Deuteromelia, a collection of British folk music including rounds, catches, street cries, vendor songs, and other forms of anonymous music that could be heard on the streets of 17th century London. The collection was compiled by Thomas Ravenscroft, a musician, composer, and editor who sought to record and preserve the oral traditions of his countrymen. It's unclear who wrote Three Blind Mice, or when they wrote it, but it was well known enough by 1609 for Ravenscroft to include it in his collection. However, the version he transcribed was not the one we're familiar with today. The words of the original read as follows. Three blind mice, three blind mice, Dame Julian, Dame Julian, the miller and his merry old wife. She scraped her tripe, lick thou the knife. Three blind mice, three blind mice. If the meaning of that rhyme is a little unclear to you, you're not alone. The name Dame Julian seems to be a reference to Julian of Norwich, a 14th century author who is best known for her book Revelations of Divine Love. But why she would be included in the rhyme is anybody's guess. As for the line, she scraped her tripe, lick thou the knife, the meaning is roughly that the miller's wife has scraped her belly with a knife, and now someone, maybe her husband, is expected to lick the knife clean, which is pretty gross. It's possible the song is some kind of reference to the religious beliefs of Julian of Norwich, and that she, the miller, and his wife are themselves the three blind mice. But the cultural context that would explain such an interpretation seems to be missing. The current version of the rhyme didn't enter the canon of children's literature until over 200 years later, in 1842, when it was published in a collection called The Nursery Rhymes of England. You're probably familiar with this version, but just in case it's been a while, it goes like this. Three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Now, that version makes a whole lot more sense than the original, but we're talking about nursery rhymes, so perhaps trying to make exact sense of it is a fool's errand anyway. However, many people have speculated that there's a dark, hidden meaning to both versions of the song. The theory goes that the miller's wife, or the farmer's wife, is a veiled reference to Queen Mary I, a notoriously cruel Catholic ruler also known as Bloody Mary. It's been speculated that the three blind mice in the song are stand-ins for three Protestant bishops known as the Oxford Martyrs. In 1555, Mary had the three bishops tried for heresy and eventually executed for refusing to reject their Protestant faith. The men weren't maimed or blinded, however, but burned at the stake. Still, that doesn't rule out the interpretation, as from a Catholic perspective, the bishops could be considered blinded by their Protestant beliefs. The larger issue with this reading of the song is that the execution of the Oxford Martyrs occurred more than half a century before it was first recorded. It's possible that Mary's merciless reign and her punishment of the bishops left a lasting impression on her British subjects, so much so that they were still singing about it over 50 years later. After all, the nursery rhyme Mary, Mary, quite contrary was also supposedly written about that brutal ruler. But it's equally as likely, if not more so, that Three Blind Mice is just some amusing nonsense about an exasperated woman terrorizing some sightless rodents. You know, for kids. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you're so inclined, you can keep up with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any nursery rhyme theories of your own to share, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. in the Land of Saints and Sinners from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.